Good evening. It's March 5th, 2018, and this is a committee of the whole meeting of Sylvania City Council. It's 6:30 p.m. Our topic tonight is Toledo Area Water Authority Memorandum of Understanding. For us, it's proposed ordinance 1-2018. Present this evening are all members of council, myself, Mary Westfall, Katie Capellini, Mark Fry, Doug Hanum, Sandy Hussman, Mark Lukey, Patrick Richardson. Also joining us from administration, Mayor Stout, Leslie Brining, Kevin Aller, Chief Rotis, Bill Sanford. And then we also have guest Carol Lindhuber, Jake Sadek. Good job on that, huh? Brian Dickens from the Chamber and Eric Rothstein from, as the facilitator, he's the facilitator of the Tawa MOU. So let me share with you that this group knows that we did have a Utilities Committee meeting where we reviewed the MOU, and I'll give a full report on that at the council meeting. All of you were present, but just for the benefit of the group, there were some questions and answers that were helpful there. Mr. Dickens was able to join us at that meeting, and Mayor Stout did share with us at that time that there would be a principals meeting today where there'd be additional discussion on the Tawa MOU. So we are anticipating some feedback on that. There was a motion to move to advance legislation to tonight's council meeting, and so that will be something that will be considered also here at the committee of the whole meeting. So with that, I would just say certainly there's been a lot of things that have transpired since we last met. I don't even know, that was last Wednesday or Thursday morning. So I think we have some new information to share. Again, as I mentioned, there's a principals meeting today, and I'm going to anticipate an update on that. Also, I know Mr. Hanum distributed a memo with some suggestions, suggested revisions to the legislation. He made some very good points that may need clarification from the law director, but it might be more efficient to first get an update on any of the discussions that may have happened today before we go into those things. So with that, I'm going to ask perhaps Mayor Stow if he would, or if there would be one of you that would like to give us an update on that meeting today, and if there's anything new.
I recommend hearing from Mr. Rothstein because he's a special guest, and let's hear his perspective rather than mine.
Good evening. Thanks for having me. Before I get started, I'd just like to say that we've been working on the Tawa for, I guess, 8 or 9 months. And I just need to tell you that Sylvania has been really well represented. Mayor Stow's leadership, Brining, Kevin Eller's participation in the process has been absolutely instrumental. Their common sense approach, perspectives have been very, very useful. The fact that they consistently talked about trying to establish an agreement that was fair to all parties and that had a future vision of regional collaboration really set a kind of positive tone that was instrumental and really helped my facilitation. So I couldn't come here today without acknowledging that. I think that the four corners of the memorandum version 13 that was signed on the 31st is a model agreement in many respects. There are aspects of it that I know that some parties don't necessarily are as enthusiastic about, and there are other parts that other parties are less enthusiastic about. But I think on the whole, it's a good deal and represents some significant potential advancement for the region. And I hope that you will view it favorably. It's been an interesting and at times a difficult process. I left for Washington, D.C. and then for Guam over the last 2 weeks, and then the two intervening weeks that I was gone, boy, some things changed. there was an opinion rendered by the Toledo City Council that in order for them to move forward, they would have to have the decision to provide a franchise, if you will, as part of this agreement, be subject to a voter referendum that would need to occur in November. So that has complicated our timing. hopefully a sense of urgency to try to move forward, put together an agreement, and move forward with the petition process and get underway in terms of having the tunnel established and begin its plan of operation. The plan of operation is the nitty-gritty details. It is probably a big part of the transition process that is involved before you have a regional authority that's up and operational and providing water services. So a voter referendum in November makes things more complicated. There is, I think, still a lack of full clarity at the as to the specific steps that will be that Toledo needs to take in terms of its participation in the process going forward. Where we had sort of left things with the signing of the recommendation MOU was the process that contemplated each of the communities going back and presenting the document as you've seen, considering that document, and basically adopting resolutions to have their officials execute the MOU in final format and proceed to become petitioners to the Courts of Common Pleas for the creation of the Toledo Area Water Board. We had roughly thought to try to get that individual communities to take action by the middle of this month and look towards filing petitions in April. And then the court will need to consider that. There's a public hearing process as part of that court process. And then eventually we'd expect that a court would enter an interim order to move forward and perform the plan of operation and sort of get everything in place in order to be able to become operationally effective. And that process, we anticipated, would be on the order of 9 months to a year of pretty detailed, hard kind of technical work. Lots of specific transactional things that is what that $5.5 million rough budget for transition costs was going to be doing. So the question becomes, okay, so if all the parties are going to go forward, what happens with Toledo? Can Toledo go forward and participate in this process with this voter referendum still being out there? What happens in the event that Toledo decides not to move forward? So there's a lack of clarity, and there's and obviously those that lack of clarity also lends a little bit of a lot of murkiness to the question of, well, so what would transition costs and what exactly would the process be in the event that Toledo decides not to proceed? And again, there is a sense of urgency because all the contract communities in particular feel as though they need to have some sense of clarity around how we want to move forward because there are other options and other opportunities to pursue. So the folks at the City of Toledo provided an update of where they were as of today. Again, there is a commitment to move forward with a voter referendum. In some ways, I feel as though, at least this is just my opinion, is the intent has always been all along to allow each community adequate time to go through whatever process that it needs to go through with its community in order to just proceed forward and come to approval. But nobody was trying to rush people towards judgment. At the same time, there was a sense that we needed to move forward because there are options that may be foreclosed with delay. So everybody has a certain commitment to move it forward as expeditiously as practical. And unfortunately, in some senses, Toledo's as efficiently as practical does involve this November election. So the question still remains out there as to whether or not Toledo will elect to try to participate in this process as we continue. Yet there was the discussion today, I think, amongst the contract communities in particular was that a tremendous amount of work has been done by all the parties. I believe in good faith. And again, your folks were tremendously instrumental in this. In developing the structure of an agreement that provides a sound approach for development of a regional water system. And frankly, the document as it's written, if you look at some of the ways that the language is crafted, it's intentionally crafted so that it does not require any one party. That I've tried to write it in such a way that if any of the contract communities or Toledo elected to leave, elected not to participate, we could move forward. Unfortunately, with Toledo, given the fact that they, you have the existing water treatment plants and so forth, there's limitations as to how much of that flexibility could be had, specifically for them. And so with the discussion today, I think a positive way to cast a discussion today was the other contract communities largely indicated they remain interested in doing and accomplishing the very objective that we set out to do, to create a regional water authority. And that intent to create a regional water authority that sort of embraced utility best management practices was true whether or not that was a system that involved the city of Toledo or ultimately involved the development of a different water supply source that eventually could supplant service from the city of Toledo. And so the outcome of today's discussion, I think, was that what we ought to do is look towards revising the MOU. So MOU version 13 will have a companion document. I hope that it's just version 14. The way these things go, it could be 15 or 16, but a companion document that contemplates moving forward with the creation of the Toledo Area Water Authority, potentially without Toledo. I will tell you, I mean, I did some looking at this in the long flight back to, from Guam, a really, really long flight back to Guam. And as I said, the original document was drafted in such a way as to provide a fair amount of flexibility. So I think that the document version 14 or the without TAWA, without Toledo version of the TAWA MOU will be very similar to what you've already seen. I think the big substantive differences are sort of threefold, three or four. One is that obviously the governance structure will need to look different if you don't have Toledo participation. I think that will be a less contentious thing, frankly, in that sort of situation with the way that the parties have collaborated today. And the general sense that representation should in some senses, mirror the levels of intended water use in the systems. I believe there still will be a general commitment to use industry best management practices for rate setting. And so that will continue to be in there. Obviously, the issues will be a little bit different because, for all intents and purposes, we would look to having the city, you will still be under the City of Toledo water supply contracts until such time as the Toledo Area Water Authority is able to develop a new water supply. So you would be a member of a contracting community, a larger contracting community with the City of Toledo until the water supply contracts expire. And then we'll be developing a new water supply source and have to set rates accordingly. But I think that, again, the long-term rate picture is a long-term rate picture that embraces the use of industry best management practices, the equity distribution responsibilities for the benefit of the region. Transition costs will obviously be a bit different in an environment where you don't have the city of Toledo. Unfortunately, without knowing how many players are in and exactly what will be the process that we need to look through, it's hard to know exactly what the kind of changes in the transition costs are. There will be some big, I think, increases in the sense of the plan of operation may be a little more complicated because it's sort of creating a new plan of operation as opposed to taking on the existing City of Toledo operations and thinking through how there are some relatively different operations. not have to happen at all, right? So you don't have to do a bond defeasance if you're not defeasing $300 million of Toledo water system debt. So it's hard to know exactly what the impact is on the budget. Obviously, the budget would be shared by a fewer number of parties in the absence of the city of Toledo. But I think that the other major bones, if you will, of the agreement, the commitment to service line replacements region-wide, the commitments to water affordability and honoring relations with labor unions and so forth, are characteristic of well-run utilities. We developed the MOU basically modeling industry documents that look towards best management practices for the running of utilities. And so there isn't a lot of change that is required in those respects. And so I think the MOU will look towards continuing to embrace those and providing an opportunity to move forward expeditiously to develop exactly what you were looking to develop initially, potentially without Toledo, or potentially with Toledo entering later. If they enter later, they would need to share in proportion with respect to their transition costs and everything else. So it's always been an attempt, I think, that we've tried to strike a tone, and again, I can't thank your folks enough, of true regional collaboration, of truly trying to break from the practices of the past and look towards how to do this in the most cost-effective, most frankly honorable and forward-looking approach possible. And I think that we can develop that with, frankly, relatively minor revisions to MOU version 13 and a movement forward to file petitions and proceed forward. And so I think that that's essentially my sense of the outcome of the meeting. There were some tense moments today, as there was a sense of, geez, you know, I thought we were all on the same page, and we've got this sort of monkey wrench in there. But at the same time, I think that ultimately, the city of Toledo hopefully will be in a position to realize that they do have an opportunity to partner with true regional partners, and that those regional partners are committed to developing a regional water system, frankly, with or without them, and then mm-hmm. everybody will be better off if we all stay together in the regional system. So I think that's where we're at. I'm not sure what that answer is.
A little bit more insight from today's meeting would be that the next MOV 14 would be, as Eric described, a regional water system without Toledo participating in it, but that could be modified after the November vote to allow Toledo to come in. The challenge, I think, is to come up with a work list of challenges we can take on between now and November that will not be wasted if Toledo doesn't come in or if Toledo does come in. To spend money establishing the authority, but not going down the road so far that it can't change from not having Toledo to having Toledo here.
Right. So
and then take a look at what the budget for those tasks to see, and then be able to come back to the city council and all the other contract communities and say, here's what you're committing to by approving MOU 14.
Right. So one of the things we'll need to do is look at sort of revising this transition cost budget, which was very much a very rough estimate in the first place. As I said today, I do think that it is possible. It may not be quite as natural way of doing things as if everybody was handing was clear, but it's, I think, entirely possible to use the time from when the petitions are filed and the court basically authorizes the board to proceed to a November time frame to work very productively on efforts that will be needed unambiguously, whether Toledo, frankly, is in or out. And we obviously have to do some budget refinement, but the kinds of things that I can't wait to get to, because it gets me out of the political arena into the practical stuff of getting our utility in place, is where I tend to do better work, are mechanical things, things that, that lots of folks think are boring, but I kind of like. So it's figuring out, well, what does the financial system look like for this new water authority? What's the financial accounting system look like? What the balance sheets look like for a new water authority? How the assets that are currently in different communities? How are they going to be reported? What is the human resources system looking like? How do we look at employing? So, I mean, this is a new water utility operation, so it's going to have employees. We have to have benefit plans and compensation structures, and human resources policies, and all those sorts of things. There will be a need to work with regulatory agencies, things like permitting of new water supply sources and those sorts of things. There are operational plans that need to be put in place that look at, you know, what happens when a water main breaks in a particular part of a community. Those are the kinds of things that much work can get done on, and frankly, they are not dependent on any one particular community being in place. So those are the kinds of things that I think that the transition costs would initiate. Obviously, there's only so far you can go before you have to have clarity about who are all the players that are in the system. But that process can get started, and I think a fair amount of headway can go forward in the summer and early fall months.
Another principals meeting has been scheduled for 2 weeks from tomorrow, and Eric has committed to have the MOU 14 to us the weekend ahead of that, and we will meet again. But I do want to report to City Council that all 9 communities remain positive about having a regional water authority, including Toledo. Toledo was represented by Mayor Capsicavage today, and he renewed yet again his full support for this, and politically spoke that he thinks it will definitely pass in November. That was backed up by his political advisor, Michael Beasley, but they do want to wait for a general election to do it in, because he's more confident of who's going to show up at the polls, particularly in an off-congressional year. This is 2 years after the presidential election, and they feel very good about it from earlier and current polling data. Toledo Council will use as a reason why they can't pass the MOU their charter requirement that within 30 to 50 days of passing an issue that requires a public referendum, that they must have that referendum. And if we don't want to have it in November, they can do it now and pay for a special election. But if they want to have it at a special election, they can't do this until September or so. So they may not take it up until then. That's still to be seen. Mr. Comives. Mr. Comives, the utility chairman for the Toledo City Council, was there today. I think he's a positive vote for this. And they all reported that they think there's 4 out of the 12 votes on City Council to do it now. There were probably 2 out of the 12 last week. And frankly, we all thought there were 8 or 9 2 weeks before that. And when Mayor Capsicavage said we're better off now than we were a week ago, that's true. We are not better off than where we thought we were 2 or 3 weeks ago. So it has taken a step backwards. But I think we can still move ahead. Maumee's mayor was there. He clearly said they want to proceed with this system. Perrysburg's mayor was there. He said the same thing. All of the contract communities were there. The Monroe County Drain Commissioner was there. He wants to proceed as quickly as possible. I think that the proper approach at this time and the statement that needs to be made by all the contract communities is that the best thing for Northwest Ohio water customers inside and outside of Toledo is a regional water authority that includes Toledo. The next best thing is a regional water authority that doesn't include Toledo. The least desirable thing is a fragmented water system that does not have interconnections and has higher prices, which is where this could end up, but hopefully we're not. Either be one of the first 2 alternatives. It's the mayor of Toledo's hope that it will include Toledo, but it goes to the public. And as this community knows from its merger study vote that was on the ballot 12 years ago or so, that a small number of people that have some dollars can introduce enough doubt so that people won't vote yes on an issue and lead to no votes. We couldn't even study a merger because a small group of people put out doubts that it was going to raise everybody's taxes, which was an untruthful statement. it was going to lower the taxes for the majority of the people in the township, but not for this hardcore group of people that, high-income people that had their businesses and homes in the township. They want to be, continue to be subsidized by the other income or the other property taxpayers in Sylvania Township. So I am leery of the public vote, but yield to the smarter political minds of Mayor Capsicavage and Michael Beasley, who say that it will pass.
So,
I'll just say this, I'm encouraged to some extent by there being some time. The basic economics, the basic governance of this arrangement, this authority, truly is a beneficial arrangement for the city of Toledo in particular. And so I think that the greater opportunity for accurate information to be made available and understood by Toledo City Council, by residents, ratepayers in Toledo, the greater opportunity there is to get a wholehearted endorsement in November.
So, Mr. Rothstein, we certainly want to give a point of information to council members that the mayor has agreed that we can extend the meeting today and delay our beginning of our council meeting, but we want to also be respectful of the people who are here in the audience. With that, I do want to certainly open up to questions from our council members, and I would start by asking a quick question about the version 14 that you're discussing. It would be one that would be without the city of Toledo, from what I understand you saying. Would they be a part of the negotiation of that contract, or that MOU rather?
They will undoubtedly get a copy of the revisions, but I don't think they would have much of a say in a document that they're not anticipating.
Okay. Right. Other questions from members of council?
One of the questions I had, Mr. Rothstein, is you mentioned that, or I think the mayor mentioned that you were committing to get version 14 prior to the meeting to the potentially participating communities. Would that include a budgetary revision?
I am going to try to. I mean, we've got a single page item here. That,
yep.
So I'm going to try to go and do some slashing and cutting and so forth, and at least have something as a discussion type topic by the fire district.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, well, I'm a lot more skeptical than you. I mean, I don't understand how tying ourselves to the city of Perrysburg works if we don't have, if the city of Toledo isn't our water supplier. I mean, I don't understand how this region around, which doesn't include Oregon, but the region around the to the west and south of the city, how that is a rational geographic layout for a regional water system. I mean, I can, it would seem to me, my understanding is that the southern communities have an alternative water supply in mind. We have an alternative water supply in mind, but there's a big chunk of real estate in between those that are controlled by Lucas County, correct? And Lucas County is prepared to go forward with this.
Yeah, we're talking, well, we have a meeting tomorrow, but today, Commissioner Kirkham essentially indicated they're ready to go forward participating in that.
So, we're going to sign this agreement. Are we going to form this authority now?
Well, the thought would be is that the MOU 14 would provide a basis by which the contract communities, let's say all of them decide that they want to participate, contract communities go back, they have version 14, they would essentially get their city councils or governing boards, whatever, to approve them executing that MOU version 14. They would file a petition.
Okay, let me stop you there. Okay, once we join that entity. We have no out.
That's not true, no.
It is true. The only out, excuse me, the only out we have is if the judge lets us out after that fact. We lose control to withdraw unilaterally. The provision.
Not until the final order.
No, that's not true. And I'll cite you the section, because, I think I cited it in the memo that I shared with you. Once we sign on, it's in section, we can have this discussion later, but, once the entity is created, until the final entity is done, we can make changes if the judge approves them. We cannot unilaterally withdraw. We can request to unilaterally withdraw. And in all likelihood, I'll say very likely the court would allow us to do that, but that's not clear. The other thing is, you know, without having some idea of physically what this regional water system would look like, where the water would come from, and how we do this, I think we're premature to form this entity. I mean, this is the kind of work that I think we need to do up front before we were to sign on, because it may very well not be efficient to be in a water utility with Maumee and Perrysburg and Waterville. I mean, and just look at a map. I mean, it's not hard to believe that that wouldn't work. And we're talking about a lot of, to create an interconnective system, we're talking about a whole lot of brand new, non-existent pipes. Because the way the system works now, it's a radial system. It comes out of the city. I mean, for us to connect to, for the city to connect to places in Sylvania Township would require significant capital expenditures and changes. Now, that's what I have been led to believe from talking to folks about this before. But I don't know that. I think that's, that appears rational to me. I would like to, before I signed on to a deal that tied us to a regional water system without a supplier of water, I'd want to have some idea of how we were going to supply the water. I mean, that seems to me to be pretty basic. And, you know, once we sign on to this thing, we're going to be liable for the costs of this new entity. I mean, I'm sure the MOU would provide that. As I pointed out in my communications with you recently, one of my concerns with the MOU is that once we sign onto it, we're in line for the transition costs regardless of what happens. I mean, they're open-ended. And like I said, if the city of Toledo didn't participate, you know, we could be on for a lot more than the $150,000 that we were thinking we were looking at. So my thinking is that I would like to know a lot more about how we would do this before we move forward with a new utility. Or alternatively, wait to form the 6119 entity until Toledo can give us a yes or no, and we could form it at that point. That doesn't mean that in the next 8 months we couldn't be exploring the issues that I'm talking about, because we could continue. We've spent monies on studies about an alternative water supply for Sylvania. We could communally agree to do some work together without forming a utility that we can't get out of once we're in. So I want to see this happen. I know the mayor has done yeoman's work here to get this community where we are. I have no doubt that we wouldn't be here without his efforts. I'm glad that I think we have a mayor now in the city that is interested, that is committed to trying to move forward on this. But until we're there, I'm very skeptical that MOU 14 is the way to go. I think my inclination would be to wait until we can move forward with MOU 13 or not, and use the time period while we're waiting to assess what our other alternatives are going forward, as opposed to jumping into a partnership that we can't get out of, that doesn't really have a good idea about how they're going to meet their ultimate goal, which is supplying water to the entire region.
Mr. Hanum, I think you make a lot of very valid points, and I shared that with you in advance of the meeting after reviewing your memo. I think it's well done, and you've done a lot of thinking on this. I would like to have your feedback, Mr. Rothstein, because my sense is that MOU 14, version 14, is not complete yet, and you don't know what those outcomes are going to be. They may be things that take into consideration some of the issues that Mr. Hanum has presented, and there may be some alternate outcomes. I mean, can you give any feedback on that or any perspectives at this point?
Yeah, well, like I said, I think that the version 14 will be similar to version 13. There are certainly physical opportunities to line out, if you will, a regional water supply system when you know who's participating. If you've got, in this case, Sylvania, Lucas County, and Monroe in particular, you've got a structure that facilitates the development of a viable regional water supply, for which there's already been a few studies that kind of laid out what the basics of that is. It would obviously need to be refined and conserved. So the opportunity of the authority is that it places into a different governance structure the mechanism by which you line out that plan of operation, as well as all the other pieces that fundamentally have been part of, frankly, the problems to date and the opportunity going forward. So there are a number of things that can be done. That's why I say I think that if you move forward with the version 14, create an authority, and attempt to develop a work plan for the plan of operation that allows you to conduct a lot of this work that will be of unambiguous value, whether or not Toledo is in or out, or another party is in or out, I think you can do so at a relatively lower level of risk. There's still transition costs. If you ultimately decide that, as a petitioner of the court, you want to withdraw, my understanding is that it would be very unusual for a judge to not allow you to withdraw if you so decide. And so much of this has been about the notion of, frankly, breaking from the past, establishing a governance structure that is oriented towards regional optimization and regional consolidation, recognizing the physical opportunities of bringing everybody together and putting that in place and having that be the mechanism to move forward.
If I could address Mr. Hanum's concern about what it looks like without Toledo. Without facts, Mr. Hanum, but with vision, what I would like to say is that water safety and redundancy is the number one goal. And if Maumee and Perrysburg go to Bowling Green, there is no redundancy in their water supply. If Sylvania and Monroe County and perhaps Lucas County go together, there is no redundancy in that separate plant. What the possibility is, and the price of the pipe is being calculated by the Lucas County Sanitary Engineer, is that north-south pipeline that would tap, cut across all those radial pipes coming out of Toledo and connect Sylvania and Sylvania Township and Lucas County down to the city of Maumee. And Maumee would build the pipe, or the Water Authority would build the pipe under the Maumee River, like Waterville already has. And then those eight communities can negotiate as one entity with the city of Toledo to either purchase primary water or backup water in the event of an emergency. But the Water Authority, regardless of who the members are, give us a broader reach to have more than one source of water. We cannot have a situation again where one water plant goes down and 500,000 people are thrown out of service. And that's exactly what we have with Toledo right now. We have to have another redundant source, whether Tawa goes ahead with Toledo even then. That's not satisfactory. It says right on the front page of the MOU, there will be a redundant water source to provide safety in the event of an emergency. So that's why I'm saying the second best option is a regional water system without Toledo. The best option is a regional water system with Toledo.
Thank you. Are there other questions from members of council? I do think that at this point in time, I'm not sure that there's any action required of council. We've got a lot to think about. Certainly, we need to see the next version, the version 14 of MOU. And I do think that there likely will be a need for us to have public comment at some point in time. So with that, I appreciate you being here, and I appreciate your input, and certainly you've got a big job in front of you, so we'll look forward to seeing version 14. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Is there a motion to adjourn this committee of whole, the whole meeting? Is there a second? Moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. This meeting stands.